we've seen a tremendous amount of success around the bad news is good news narrative, but sometimes too much bad news can actually still have the intuitive impact of shaking up the market. We saw this on Wednesday after U.S. retail sales and industrial production came in soft, following up the unattractive Tuesday Empire manufacturing data and troubling earnings results out from Goldman Sachs. Indeed, producer prices were softer than expected, which could have been somewhat market supportive, but in the end, just too much bad news to make something positive out of it. And the general worry out there is that the economy is slowing quite a bit as the effects of rate hikes take hold. And despite market demand for a Fed pivot, we have still not seen such gestures of things moving in this direction from Fed communications. Key standouts on Thursday's calendar come from the Eurozone current account, an ECB Lagarde speech, the ECB minutes, and U.S. data in the form of building permits, the Philly Fed, housing starts, and initial jobless claims. That's all for now.